Up next, Republican Larry Zuckerman is asking for your vote to the state Senate. His dedication on statewide issues includes economic and workforce development issues. He believes that South Dakotans need to come together to find solutions for the state's challenges. If elected, he would represent District 14 again, which includes portions of Minnehaha County. Larry Zuckerman, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here.
I feel like we can't talk with you without talking about that Veterans Cemetery. So give us a little bit of insight into how the progress on the eastern part of the state Veterans Cemetery is going.
Absolutely, and thanks for the question. First of all, I want to thank you for the invitation. Second of all, I want to thank all the veterans and military and our first responders for their service. Without them, we can't do a lot of the things that we do. The cemetery is coming along very, very well. We expect the opening, the grand opening of the cemetery in the spring of 2021. They have the buildings up, and some of the other things, the roads are in. They haven't done the asphalting, etc. But it's moving along very, very well. We're very happy with it. We do have an endowment committee that I also serve on, and we're trying to reach the $3 million mark by 2023 so we can put it in a – it goes into the South Dakota Community Foundation, and then what they're going to do is use the interest to pay for the maintenance and operation for the cemetery. But there are a lot of people that have already have registrations for the cemetery. There are people that are waiting. So it's a very, very popular. I was very proud to be the prime sponsor in the House for that cemetery and also now serve on the endowment committee to help raise some funds for it. So it's going along very well, and we appreciate all the support that we've received from anybody wherever they are. So we've got a lot of very good support. We're up to about close to somewhere between $600,000 and $700,000 we have raised right now, but we have a long way to go. The virus really cut us down on some time that we could do to get out and do some fundraising for the cemetery. But it's a good project, very, very good project for veterans and their families. And like I said, we have a waiting list and registration that's high right now. So they're going to do it in sections, and I want to also thank the city of Sioux Falls, because the city of Sioux Falls did an excellent job in donating the land for the cemetery, about close to 60 acres. So but it's doing very well.
You mentioned the virus, which of course is on everybody's mind, not only from a funding perspective, but because of this week. Now, the Department of Health just released 323 new cases today. It was 343 new confirmed cases yesterday. We are topping the number of infections that we had even during the Smithfield outbreak. Do you think we need to do more in South Dakota to slow the spread of this contagion?
Well, I think we're doing a very good job. I think the governor has done a very good job of controlling what she can, et cetera, and maintaining the program. And there's a lot of feelings both ways, but I think she's done a very, very good job in what she has done with the virus. But there can always be more. But I think the Department of Health and statewide, everybody is doing a very, very good job, and everybody is controlling. You know, you see masks all over, and they're being maintained, and people are very, very cautious. So,
in District 14, you think, or I mean, around the state, what do you know about masks? Yeah, around the state.
Yeah, I think around the state, I have a family that lives out in Rapid City, and they're very cautious. And my daughter works for the school district out there, and of course they're very cautious and watching it very, very close. And so I think that the people are doing a good job.
Yeah. Should we have done more about Sturgis as we now look, you know, here at August 28th after the rally hitting these really high numbers? Again, 343 new cases yesterday, 323 today. That's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it is. But I think they're doing their testing. I didn't attend this year. I usually try to get out there just to see it because I'm a legislator, and I think I'm a legislator for all the state, for District 14 and supporting District 14 in the state of South Dakota. So, sometimes you can always do more. But I think they've done a good job, and they have people on the ground, and they're working it.
Let's talk about some other topics, but still related to the virus, because we have this CARES Act money and funding, and the budget is going to be a huge topic of discussion in a 2021 legislative session. If voters send you back to Pierre, how will you approach that budget?
Well, we're going to look at the budget very carefully. We've already had some meetings legislatively over the phone on where the dollars, roughly $900 million needs to be put, and what needs to be done with it, et cetera, et cetera. And there has been an extension now, I think, to spend that money, which is a very good thing. But there's a lot of different areas and a lot of different programs in which, you know, it can help the funding. But the budget's going to make a big difference, and that's why, you know, I've been there. I've set budgets before. I've been in, you know, the budget making process, et cetera. And also when I worked for the state, when I was state director for adult vocational technical education, I had to present my own budget to the budget people over across the street at the Capitol building. So I've been there, so I've experienced all that. And that's why I think experience is going to matter in this election, because it's very, very important that you have experience there and know what's basically going on. But the $900, $900 million, there's going to be a lot of requests for that. Well, we did meet with the House caucus, and I know the Senate caucus has met to look at seeing where those funds can go, et cetera. And one of the primaries is going to probably be education, elderly, et cetera. So we're gonna see the dollars probably spent in all different ways. So it'll be good, but it'll be done by the legislature and the governor. So
yeah, we only have 30 seconds left, so I hate to ask you a yes or no question, but can you give me a yes or no to whether or not we need a special session to get that done, or do you feel like we're on track to spend that money before the end of 2020 without a special session? Your thoughts on that very, very briefly.
Well, we're in the process, and like I said, that was part of the meetings that we've had, but we're in the process now of doing things to prioritize on whether we need to look at having a special session or not. So if we don't have to have one, we don't need one. But if it's necessary, we're going to have to have a special session. So
more to come. Larry Zickman is running for re-election in District 14. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.